Good evening. We will start with Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shiram Alois, Mimamakim Kotzicho Adonoi. Adonoi Shimo Vekoili, Tienoz Necho Kashuvois, Vekoil Tachanunoi. Ima Voinoi Stishmoyo, Adonoi Miyamoi. Ki Imecho Aslicho, Lamam Tivorei. Ibisi Adonoi, Kibeso Napshi, Velidvoroi, Hoicholti. Napshi Ladonoi, Mishoimerim Laboiker, Shoimerim Laboiker. Echel Yisrael Ladonoi, Kim Adonoi Achesed, Vaharbei Imoi Fedus. Vuhu Yifdes Yisrael, Mikoi Ladonoi Sohov. Yirotzoy minifnei ovinu shebashomayim, rachim oleinu v'al pletoseinu, v'limnoi ha-mashchisu magepu me'oleinu, u'me'al kol amoy b'yis Yisroel, v'noy mahar omein. Good evening, dear friends. We want to concentrate on a topic that is not, usually we don't concentrate on this topic. Usually we are searching for inspiration to elevate our level in Yiddishkeit, in the Bote Knesiois, and in the Bote Midroshois. Unfortunately, the Bote Knesiois and Bote Midroshois are closed or locked. We want to suggest tonight to search a way of elevating of Yiddishkeit, dafke not in Bote Knesiois, Bote Midroshois, dafke within the four walls of our house. And we want to suggest that the elevation of our level of Yiddishkeit would depend especially from the approach to we have of our daily, the most daily occupation that one does at home is eating food. In the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos of this coming Shabbos, there's a Mishnah Yud Zayin, Rab Lezer ben Azaria Omer, Imein Toiro in Derech Eretz. When there's no Toiro, there's no Derech Eretz. In Rishonim, there are two approaches. The Eretz could be moral conduct, the midos, or the Eretz could be an occupation, work, an income. Im in Torah, der Eretz, im in der Eretz in Torah. And the Mishnah goes on and enumerates, im in Chochmo in Yiro, where there's no wisdom, there's no fear of Hashem, im in Yiro in Chochmo, im in Bino in Das, im in Das in Bino. And then the Mishnah comes, Imein Kemach in Torah. When there's no flour, there's no Torah. Imein Torah in Kemach, when there is no Torah, there's no flour. So some Rishonim learn Kapshutei, like we would translate, when a person doesn't have the means to provide for food, he will not be able to learn Torah. He would be poor. He would struggle. Imein Torah, when there's no Torah, ein kemach. What is the meaning of having an income? For what would you use that if there is no Torah? It doesn't make sense. The kemach doesn't make sense. That is the poshut pshat, how we would translate and explain this Mishnah. However, in some of the Rishonim, the Meiri and Rabbeinu Bechayo, they go a different way. Why does the Mishnah call income or food in general terms? Why does the Mishnah call it kemach, flour? Why do you call that flour? In kemach, when there's no flour, there's no Torah. And when there's no Torah, there's no flour. Comes the Mishnah, the Meiri, and tells us, Hine, kemach represents refined food. in opposition to food of animals. They eat grass. Kemach bo al dakus hamazonos, for refined food. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his wisdom dedicated, made ready for the human being refined food, and with that he separated it Mishar Balechayim from the other animals. Like Chazal say, the Gemara in Psochim tells us in Kuf Yud Ches, that when Adam Rishon was cursed because of his sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon, V'koitz v'dardach tatzmiach loch. Koitz, thistles, and thorns will grow for you. So Chazal say, when Hashem said that to Adam Rishon, Zol go'ed of the mois, Adam Rishon started to cry, Omar lefonov, he told to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Ani v'chamoyri nachal be'evus echot, me, myself, and my donkey will eat from the same trough. Kim, so say Chazal, Kim she'omar loy, the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Bezeh asapech otech alechem, you will eat bread with the sweat of your forehead, is niskar odatai. Adam Rishon calmed down. What was his problem here? He thought that he will have to eat grass like an animal, like a donkey. And he said, I will eat with my donkey in the same trough. What was his problem? Adam Rishon understood that the spiritual level of a person depends on the food. If he will eat grass, that will be his food. His level will be like a chamoyer. Chamoyer, we know, is called chamoyer because chomer, because matter, because the physical, that's the strength of the chamoyer, the chumris. So I will eat together in the same trough as a chamoyer. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Teich alechem, you will eat bread. Indeed, it will not be like till now. It will be zeh asapecho. It will be with hardship. You will have to sweat. But I'll call upon him, it will be bread. It will not be grass. Niskaro odatoi, he calmed down. That means that the level, the spiritual level of a person, the level of a person in Yirat Shomayim, or understanding Torah, depends of the food. Depends if food is refined, then this person is refined. His character is refined. His behavior is refined. He's not such a chomadika person, a magushamdika person. If that's the case, he will have an approach to understanding. Imen kemach, when there's no flour for him, when his food is not refined in Torah, he will not be able to have an access to Torah. The imen Torah, when there's no Torah, in kemach, it doesn't make sense to have refined food. Why should you have it? If not to be a refined person and to understand Torah on a higher level, to have an approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiras Shomayim on a higher level. That is how the Meirim Rabbeinu Bechaya explained Im in Kemach in Torah, in Torah in Kemach. A wonderful pshat. So it depends, everything depends from the approach to food. The human being changes from a changed approach to food. How his food is refined, that is, the human being is refined. And if his food is not refined, human being is not refined. So he will not have an access to understand and to elevate himself in Torah and all spiritual matters. If the substance of food makes a difference, for sure the approach to food in general makes a difference. I want to bring you here a few words from Rabbi Yeruchem regarding Esav. In Parshas Toldos, it's mentioned Esav came from the field for Oyev, and he was exhausted. And Yaakov was busy preparing a soup, a pottage. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov, Haliteni no min ha'odem ha'odem hazeh. Halitenino. Give me from this odem, from this red, ki oyev onechi, because I am exhausted. Rashi makes a comment on this world, this expression of Esav Halitenino. What means Haliteni? Not give me to eat. Haliteni, what is that? Says Rashi, Eftach pi, I will open my mouth, ushvoich harbe letoicha, and pour in my mouth, like one does with camels. In oivsim es hagom el malitim, I say. A camel one feeds this way. That's what Rashi from Chazal puts in the word of Haliteinino. Despises Esav on such a level with one word regarding food, Haliteinino, pour in into my mouth, and open my mouth and you pour. That's the way you eat. You pour, you open the mouth, and what do you want? Pours. Nishtoimem, says Rabbi Yochum, we wonder, or the Torah despises Esav b'shvil bitoy echot, for one expression, binyan achila. So he says, from that we have to learn, in what for extent a person has to get used to the right behavior regarding eating. Esav only used this expression, valiteinino, and have a look what the Torah did out of that. Eftach pi, open my mouth and you pour. We wouldn't have considered that so bad. It was only a wild way of expressing oneself. The Torah Gdoshe teaches us to understand what Esav is. A lot of dealing are said regarding Achila. I translate Rabbi Yochanan. Regarding eating, a lot of dealing are said. And everything to guide a person and to elevate him, it should be at the level of eating as a human being and not as an animal. As an example, Shabbos is a mitzvah to cut a big piece of bread, a big slice, because it's a chaviv uva mitzvah. The mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos is a thing that is beloved. So it doesn't look not appropriate to serve and to take from a big slice. Not so on weekdays. On weekdays, a person eats a little piece of bread at one time. When he would hold a big slice, a thick slice of bread in his hand, we would call him that he doesn't know how to behave. That's not the way. He's carried away by food. Regarding drinking, a person who drinks a cup in one time, as a gargaron, a rafson, his approach is a wild approach to food. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned how to drink. You drink in two times. What's the difference? Even a person eats slow, one spoon slowly after the other, or if one takes three spoons, full spoons of soup, straight away, he pours into him. What's the difference? That is the Maase Esav of Eftach Pi. I open my mouth and you pour. What's the difference if you eat little tiny pieces of bread, or you put in your mouth, you fill your mouth till it's filled and it's everything full and sticks out from all the sides? That is Maase Esav Shel Halitenino. An elevated person doesn't let lure himself by food. He elevates the food to his level and doesn't lower himself to the level of the food. That is how the Torah paskens. You want to recognize Esav? Halitenino. When that's the approach, a lack of refinement regarding food is a lower level. That's a lower level. But have a look how much elevation we could get from our behavior at home on a daily basis, the approach to food. We are used to get elevation from a shir, from a tefillah, from a minyan, definitely. But at home, from elevating the food to a human level, instead of lowering himself to the animal level of eating. That makes a huge difference. Imen kemach, where there's no refinement regarding food, in Torah. It can be a refinement. It can be an elevation to understand Torah and the approach to any spiritual level, to approach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Veshachos V'Yiras Shomayim, to understand the refinement in Torah, what Torah expects from a human being. not shayach, and it doesn't exist because in kemach there's no refinement of the food. A meir dike chizusk, a meir dike chidush of this meira ben bechaya in the pshat in Pirkei Avos in en kemach in Torah. Let us concentrate on another Mishnah, rather in the beginning of the perek of next week's perek, of next Shabbos perek. Shloishu she'ochlu al shulchan echot. Three people eat at one table, v'omol of divrei Torah. And during the eating, while they're eating, they say on the table divrei Torah. Ki la'ochlu mishulchan shel mokaim is like they ate from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like they ate from a mizbeach, she'nemar v'idaber elai ze al shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Yecheskel Anovi, in the Golos, when he foresaw, when he had the nevuah, how will look like? How will the mikdash, the Beit Hamikdash, look like? So the pasuk says, hamizbeach eats a wooden mizbeach sholosh amos gavoya, is high 3 amos, v'orkes 2 amos. Or mixoyos lo yes corners for all kind of kiroys of eights. By daber elai, and Hashem told me ze ashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. That's the table that is in front of Hashem. Hamizbeach. The pasuk starts with mizbeach, and it ends with a shulchan. That means that a person can turn his shulchan, his table, to be a mizbeach. How does one do that? Says the Mishnah. You sit at the table and you speak Divrei Torah. That means you're not completely absorbed by the food. During food, you have still your mind and your heart is still into Divrei Torah. That elevates the entire eating. The entire table is elevated. Rashi explains that. Vaydaber elai, says Rashi. Where do we know it means with Divrei Torah? Vaydaber elai ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem. Miyat. When a person speaks Divrei Torah on the table, Nikro Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. So the table is called the Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. There's a very interesting remark from the Maharsho. We know there's a Gemara. There's another Gemara. A few places. The Gemara says, Hamarich b'shulchanai. A person who sits a long time at his table, Marichim Yom Boshnoisov. Al Kodesh Boko gives him, provides him Marichos Yomim. So Rashi says, Amar Chal Shulchonoi, Semitrechkach, this is sits a long time on his table, Aniim Boinum is Parnasim. Aniim, poor people, come in, enter, they can join him while he's eating. It's not a major effort for him. He's anywhere eating. He doesn't have to set the table specially for them. It's Mele Marich, when it takes longer, there's more opportunity for Aniyim to come in. So Chazal explained that indeed. The Gemara says, Dil Ma'osa Aniyah, a poor person would come. The Yoevle will be able to give him. If the Gemara quotes the same pasuk as the Mishnah quotes, Diksiva Mizbeach Eitz Sholesh Ames Gavoya, Uksiva Idaber Alayz Ashon Chlefne Hashem. So why does the pasuk start with Mizbeach and end with Shulchan, a table? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Domat Chavaya, they say, Kozman Shebisa Mikdosh Kayim. As long as there's a Mikdosh, Mizbeach Machaper. So the Mizbeach intones, gives a Kapora al Yisrael. V'achshav enav shulchon shelodem Machaper Olav. The table of a person provides atonement to the person. To his what? By providing food for Aniyim while you eat. Means you elevate the level of your food. You make it other food as a carbon. So the Maharsho asks, why does the Gemara say that regarding giving food to Aniyim? What is where with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? I'm Furusha Mishnah. Why does the Amora says a different pshat? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that when a person sits at a table, for Amol of Divrei Torah, and he speaks Divrei Torah on the table while he's eating, it's like he eats from a mizbeach and quotes the same pasuk. So the Maharsho doesn't answer. So in Yaakov, he says that Eile v'Eile divrei Elokim Chaim. Both are true. Since the pasuk says in Mishlei, bechesed v'emes yichu paravoin, the oven and avera will be atoned with chesed, with grace, with gmilas chasodim, and emes with truth, with Torah. So both are right. One can elevate the table to a level of a mizbeach by providing food to poor people who will come in and sit down and be a part of the family if we're able to enjoy. However, let's say now, like now, we can't do that. We can't let people enter in our house. We can't have aniyim join us, or people who are needy for other reasons join us at our table. But there's another way, the emes. That's elevating the level of the table, elevating food to a level of a carbon by speaking Divrei Torah on the table. By not be drawn and pulled down by food, instead of being drawn down by food, to elevate the level of food and to use the table as an opportunity for Divrei Torah, or for Zmirois, for Shvuchois, for praises of Hashem Yisbarach. That is an elevation that one can get in Beis HaKnesses, one can get in Bote Medrash. And now that they're even not accessible for us, let's find this elevation in our home. To turn our home, the table, to a mizbeach. The refinement of food, the refined approach to food, will refine us and makes us Torah accessible. And we're able to understand Torah. And to dwell in Torah, and have a connection to Torah and Yirat Shomayim, because we are refined, so we have a connection to the spiritual. And on the table itself, to elevate the level of the table, instead of speaking, like we say, Dvorim Betalim, let's elevate the level of the table to a level of Mizbeach. Two ways. In the times it's possible by hosting people, Aniyim, who are needy to have it on the table. And now that it's not possible, with at least the other way, the chesed ve'emes, yechup harovein, with the emes of Torah, yechup harovein, it's an atonement for chet, because the moment that the table changes into a mizbeach, and the food gets the character of a korban, that's a different level of the human being. The person turns to be a kohen, even if he's not. He's not born out of kohanim, for shevet akuna. But it turns to be a coin out of his our own approach to make the table out of the table a mizbeach, and to make out of the food a korban. And like by a korban, koyanim oichlim, koyanim eat, ubalim miskaprim, it's an atonement for the balim, for the one who brought the korban. So here we are, our own koyanim. We will eat, and we'll give it. It will be a kapara. We'll be an elevation and a kapara. Definitely, everybody feels that on the Shabbos table. Yispo, by Yispo vis ango mitovecho, one is sated, and one is refreshed, and one enjoys mitovecho from the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamu uru, ki toiv Hashem, tamu, you taste, and you see how good Hashem is. That comes from a refined approach to food. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to make out of a house, regarding food, a mishkan, a mikdash, out of a table, a mizbeach, out of a food, a korban. If that's the case, is the chesed, the emes, yechup harovein. Be mechapel, waniz kapora, and with the emes of Torah that is said on the table, it will bring us a Yeshua bekorev, and help us, and bring us the Surah Taras. But only still to mention regarding this Shabbos, the earliest time for Siras HaOmer this Friday night is 8:29. Everybody knows how to accommodate with the Zmanim of Siras HaOmer regarding starting the meal half an hour before or to wait till afterwards. I wish you all a good Shabbos and Besuras Taras and all the best. Have a good evening.